The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
In today's show, I wanted to talk to you about a quote that I saw just a couple of days ago. So let me just put it up here. This is the quote that I saw just a few days ago, and it blew me away because I've never seen this quote before. And so the quote is, hopefully I spelt it all right, but the quote was, "Don't judge each day by the harvest that you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." And so this is what we get a lot of the time with clients, is they're getting really stuck on, well, Dan, you know, I'm not getting any results. I'm not getting any marketing results. I'm not getting any leads. I'm not getting any clients. And so the usual question that I ask them is, how many Facebook videos have you done? How many YouTube videos have you done? How many podcasts have you done? How many articles have you done? How many images have you created? So let's give you an example. So this image that we're just about to put on screen, let's just get rid of that. This image that we put on screen, by the way, for those that are listening on a podcast, obviously a little bit more difficult to see what we're talking about, but you're always welcome to come and like the Facebook page, and the replay, the live replay will be uploaded onto YouTube later, so you'll be able to see that. But this image that you see on screen, this is an image that it's the name of a brand new show that we've got coming out in a week or so. It's called the Business and Marketing Domination Show, and you just click it and you can watch it. And so these graphics that we create here, got another one here for Podcast Masterclass. And then we've got another one for a Facebook Live video that we did called How to Get 2 Days Out of One, Why Mindset and Hustle Are So Important. It was one of the previous episodes of the Mindset and Hustle show. We've got the Property Cashflow show. So we create all these really funky images. And it's like, how many of those have you created this week? And if you're not creating enough of these images, then that's why you're not getting any results. You've got to start creating. So the question is, let me just put the quote on by Robert Louis Stevenson. By the way, Robert Louis Stevenson, if you don't know who he is, wasn't he the guy that created the steam train, the rocket? Do you remember that? That yellow steam train? I'm pretty sure it's the same guy, right? So it's a bit embarrassing if not, but anyway, we'll just pretend it is for now. Don't judge each day by the harvest that you reap, but by the seeds that you sow. How many seeds have you sown today? How many videos have you done? How many podcasts are you going to do? So, for example, we will take this live stream, we'll take it and then we'll upload it onto YouTube. And then when we get it on YouTube, we'll extract the MP3 and then that becomes one of our podcasts. And then we'll take that and then we'll embed it onto a web page. And then we'll put that web page and we'll share it out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, my Facebook page, LinkedIn, Twitter. And that's pretty much all automated. So what happens is we get one piece of content like this video, and we take that content and then we're able to distribute it in various different mediums. And those are the seeds that we're planting each and every day. You know, we did, in fact, I'll tell you, for the last 6 weeks, I've really done nothing. I mean, I've fulfilled client obligations with coaching clients, but I've actually done 2 podcasts and that's it. I've done nothing else. But the fact that, you know, we're up to podcast number 58, and it's called the Business and Property Coaching Wealth Creation Podcast. So the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast is the name of it. And by the way, there's a street cleaner going out just outside the window, so if it's a little bit noisy, then that's why, it'll pass in a minute. So we're up to number 58 on those podcasts. Like, I could close the window, but I'm not going to. We're up to number 50. It's live, right? That's just the way it goes. We're up to number 58 on the podcast, and we call those marketing assets. I'm going to close a window. There we go. We get really warm in here because it's so hot today. So we've created 58 podcasts. Now, those podcasts are out there. You can go download them and you can keep downloading them. The fact that I actually take 6 weeks off work and do nothing at all, those podcasts are still live on iTunes. And they're still generating leads. We're getting leads coming through all the time. People fill in the strategy sessions. Let me just put, if you want a strategy session, you want to have a chat with me about your business, about your property growth, and just go fill in a strategy session. We get these coming in every single day. And the fact that I took 6 weeks off, and I'm bursting to get back into work, which is why we're starting to do more videos now. But the fact that we can take 6 weeks off, and we're still getting leads coming into the business, meaning that we can pick and choose who we want to work with, is phenomenal. But the only reason we can do that is because of what Robert Louis Stevenson quoted. We're planting seeds every single day, and those seeds grow into marketing plants, for want of a better term. But we grow these seeds, and these seeds that grow into marketing plants, they generate leads on an ongoing basis. We call them marketing assets. Now, how many marketing assets have you got? And if you've not got enough marketing assets, then it's time to start generating them. What I love, by the way, and it's obvious that we're live, otherwise we'll just delete this bit and continue. But the street cleaner always picks his moment. He must be watching me on Facebook Live to know to sort of just go up and down outside our villa. Let's have a look and just check on Facebook just to see if we've got any comments. I'd love, by the way, if you've got any comments, that I would love to answer them. If you've got any questions, I'd love to answer those as well. If you've got any things that you're stuck with, that's what we're here to help you with. So let me just go back to Wirecast here. And let's just have a look and see if we've got any comments. Now, it's been a while since we've done this, so we might not have any comments. That's fine. But even if we have zero comments, we're live. No comments as yet, but even if we have zero comments, you see, I think it's something like only 20% of the actual viewers watch you when you're live. That's it, 20%. The other 80% are watching you at all sorts of different times. But then also the fact is that when we upload from Facebook Live to YouTube, go check the YouTube stats. I mean, we're getting hundreds of people every single day watching our videos. We look at the amount of minutes that people are watching. It's a couple of hours at least every single day watching our YouTube videos. And these are the marketing assets that we're talking about. So when you're saying, I'm not moving forward, I don't seem to be getting the results that I'm after, what are the seeds that you're planting? Now, let me give you another seed that you need to be planting right now, because this is one of the common problems that we get. One of the common issues, and people say right here, not enough time. Dan, I hear what you're saying, but I haven't got enough time to do my marketing assets or my Facebook Live videos or getting out on Periscope or YouTube. It's all right for you, but I haven't got time. And it's because your time management is so poor and you're firefighting right now. All you're doing is continually firefighting, and you've got a big pile of paperwork, like the paperwork I've got on my desk. I've got two council tax bills to pay and one small to-do sheet. This to-do sheet then goes onto my calendar and it all gets done. That is all the paperwork that's on my desk right now. Like, I have another pile of paperwork that I need to go through, bills that need to be paid and so on, but I'll allocate a certain time to do that. It's not, I haven't got a messy desk. Like, I'm a really messy guy, right, in terms of desk. I'm so messy on my desk. My desk right now is incredibly tidy. In fact, my wife commented and she couldn't get over how tidy my desk was because I'm just not that tidy. And so what you do is you implement your time management strategy. And then you have a specific time to do your paperwork, a specific time to clean your desk, a specific time to return those calls, a specific time to do Facebook Live. And we book it in, we plan it into our calendars so we actually get it all done. And it's crazy because we get people going, Dan, that's fine, but you don't understand. I've got 80 hours of stuff to do and I've only got 40 hours of time to do it. What? You're not going to get it done then? Yeah, but Dan, you don't understand. I have to get it done. Yeah, but you can't get it done. It's physically not possible to do. If you're working 40 hours, how are you going to do 80 hours? So what's going to happen is that, like, all of those tasks are going to be done at half as good in order to fit 80 hours into 40 hours, are going to be done as half as good as they should have been, which is going to be crap, in other words, right? So why would you do that? Why not allocate the time, do that one task? You know, I've got a council tax bill here for, which was this one here, is like £22.43, right? So I will pay that, and I will pay that in the best way that I could possibly pay it. I'd be incredibly efficient. I would just focus on that one task. And I would do that to make sure it's done to the best of my ability. Why would I do half a job and then risk possibly that coming back and having to do it again? I've just doubled the amount of time. But if you've got 80 hours and you're trying to fit into 40, let me give you the analogy and you realise how ridiculous this is. I have a 1 litre, in fact, this bottle right here, this is my water bottle, which you may have seen on a previous video. This water bottle right here will fit 750 millilitres of water in here, okay? And I'm trying to drink 3 to 4 of these every day. And actually, I'm on target for drinking 3 a day, and I'm happy with that. We live in a very sunny climate, and so we do sweat, obviously, and we're losing water through sweating. And then, so we'll have to replenish it. And if we go for a run or do a workout, we have to replenish our water. Plus, water's so good for you. We've got a previous video on it, watch it. But look, this is 750 mil. If we've got 1.5 litres of water, how can we fit that water in here? We can't do it. And yet here you are trying to fit 80 hours into a 40-hour week. It doesn't work. So then you've got to look at what out of those other 40 hours I can't do, what needs to be outsourced? Or maybe I can put it onto the following week. And this is where you then start planning and you start allocating what's important for you to get done. What's not so important? What's really urgent that will move you forward? In other words, what are the seeds that you're going to plant today? So one of the seeds that you can plant right now is to make a decision that from a mindset point of view, you're going to be in far greater control. You're actually going to start planning what you're going to do. When you start planning what you're going to do, guess what happens? You start end up planning what the results are because you've made a conscious decision. If you're not getting enough leads, it's really obvious what you need to be doing. It doesn't even have to cost that much. Facebook Live, just like this. I sound like Tommy Cooper then, just like Facebook Live, podcasts, YouTube videos, articles, like 30 second videos, giving little bits of advice and tips, how to manuals, like how to, like one of our most popular videos, in fact, is a video we uploaded in June. And this one video gets about 150 views every single day. And the video is called How to Upload Facebook Live to YouTube. And if you go and type how to upload Facebook Live to YouTube, you'll find that we're number 1 on Google. Let's just do it, in fact. Let's just do it here. Okay, so how to upload Facebook Live to YouTube. I'm just going to show you the screen in a second. Once we catch up. Here we go. Okay, let's just show you this. Okay, and let's just get rid of this as well. There we go. Okay, so this video right here, this is mine. And all I did was type how to upload Facebook Live to YouTube, and my video comes up the first. And I think we've had maybe 2,500, maybe 3,000 views on that video. Let's just click it, and we'll have a quick look. I don't want to click it because it will slow the PC down. Oh, wow, 3,000... can you see that just at the bottom? For those on podcast, 3,579 views we've had on that. And we uploaded it on the 19th of May. That's not bad at all. But if you go back to Google, we're number one for that video. So, and that video is a 3-minute video. It's had over 3,500 views. Let's just bring you back to me. By the way, if you've got any questions about that, then I'm more than happy to answer about those. Either about how we created a video, how we got it so popular, whatever. But this is the point. The point is that you should be creating videos. You should be out there on podcasts. You should be out there on Facebook. You should be out there creating graphics and images just like these. All of these are graphics that we created. It cost nothing for us to create. Although saying that, we do have some stock images that we use, which we paid £100 for a lifetime. Access, I think it was. It might have been for a year, but I think it was lifetime. And so we use that stuff. But you've got that. It's available for you. So that's, I mean, you got, it all comes from making a decision right now about being a better planner, about being a person who, enough of this bullshit, enough of it. Let's get you organized. Let's act like a professional. Let's act like an Olympic athlete. Like, think about the Olympic athletes. Like, we just had the Olympics. Wasn't that amazing? Tremendous, right? So, it doesn't matter which country you come from. It was awesome from so many different angles. But this is the thing. If I'm an Olympic athlete, when I wake up tomorrow, I'm not thinking, what shall I have for tea? Oh, what shall I have for breakfast? Oh, I'll have egg and bacon. Oh, what workout shall I do? Oh, I'll go for a little run, see how I feel. That's not how an Olympic athlete works. An Olympic athlete has an itemized list of what they can eat and what they're going to eat. That's already pre-planned by their coach, right? They've got a pre-planned itinerary of what's going to happen that day. And they perform to that itinerary. They don't get to 11:30 and go, well, Diet Coke break. And then, oh, I'll phone that guy back. Oh, what shall I do next? That's crazy. Imagine that. That's why you're not an Olympic athlete. And that's why they are Olympic athletes. And the difference between those people who are in the Olympics and those people who just didn't quite make it is the level of discipline. And there's some, obviously, there's some natural physical stuff going on there as well. But the discipline that it takes them to go out and perform at that level, that's why they are where they are. So if we were to judge you as a business owner or a property investor, where are you? So you've got Olympic athlete here and you've got novice here. Where are you on that? Like, measure it in terms of discipline. Are you Olympic athlete disciplined or are you novice disciplined? I guarantee you're definitely edging towards this way in terms of being a novice in terms of the results that you're looking to get. And so this is about you making the decision to step up to a higher standard. I remember going into, I worked at Dell like 15 years ago now, wow. And I went into Asda head office. It's based in Leeds. I'm from Leeds anyway. And I went in and I said, it was massive. Asda's head office is huge. And I went in and I said to the guy, one of the directors for IT, because that's what we were selling. I said, wow, this building's huge. How many people work here then? He went, about half of them. And what he meant was, if you've not picked it up yet, was that people just turn up to work and really don't do the work. If we were to judge them, they'd be like novice. Or was it this side? They'd be novice on the Olympic athlete. Whereas the people who get the promotions and that sort of thing, they're highly disciplined. And it's about time that we just step up to a higher standard and start holding yourself to that higher standard, because you can get there. Now, if you want help on this, you just go and fill in one of our strategy sessions. Because we're here to help you. Just go to the website. You can download the podcasts. But this is the key. You've got to decide. You've got to make this mental decision, because that's where success actually comes from. It comes from this mental decision. This is why I call the Mindset and Hustle Show. It's this mental decision of decide. By the way, someone's now cutting a tree down outside. We're nearly done anyway, but it comes from making this mental decision about stepping up to a higher standard, about how you hold yourself. One of the things I've been looking at from a physical point of view is, because I'm always slouching. I walk and I slouch, and now I'm working on not slouching, keeping my back straight, and when I'm walking, and when I'm sitting, and when I'm eating, and getting a better posture. And I'll tell you the difference between here mentally and here mentally, how that makes you feel, is tremendous. It's such a big difference. So look, if you want help on this, then just go to the strategy session, fill in the form. We're here to help you. We'll spend 45 minutes with you on the phone, and it may be something that we can do to help you. If you don't want help, that's fine as well. You don't have to do that. But commit to you standing up. What can you do to help you stand up? And the biggest bit that you can do is, from the quote that we mentioned earlier, is you can start to sow the seeds that will pay off in a week, in a month, in a year. That video I showed you, we recorded that back in May, and it was 3 minutes of my time, and we uploaded it to YouTube. 3,500 views later, do you think people are subscribing to that? Do you think people are then going onto a website, are filling in the strategy forms, and that's lead generation for me? Absolutely. So you can do it. It doesn't take a lot of equipment, doesn't take a lot of knowledge, but it takes you to make that simple decision to step up, to be a better person, and to get more out of life. Right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you soon.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.